And unfortunately, we also have an apology from the Deputy Minister, who's currently abroad. But members, given that these are regulations, we will be receiving the presentation from the Civilian Secretariat for Police Services. And they're also currently present in the meeting. I take it that the head of the delegation is the acting secretary from the Civilian Secretariat, Mr. Romaro. I don't know if you can confirm if you're in the meeting, Mr. Romaro.
Good morning, Chairperson. Yes, I can confirm that I'm in the meeting with the delegation.
Welcome. Our members, just in terms of our first agenda item, which is the briefing on the critical infrastructure protection regulations. Just to indicate that the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, number 8 of 2019, was assented to by the President on the 20th of November, 2019. My apologies once again. Okay. And as per section 27 of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, the Minister of Police must table any proposed regulations in Parliament for scrutiny before promulgation. And these draft regulations were referred to our committee on the 21st of July, 2022 for consideration. And today we expect to receive a briefing on the draft regulations. With that said, let me then hand over to yourself, Mr. Romaro. Perhaps you can just indicate who will lead with the presentation as well, and or whoever you wish in terms of your delegation to introduce. Mr. Romaro.
Good morning, Chairperson, once more. With me, I have Advocate Don Bell, who is the head of our legislation unit, and Mr. Melton Ndwana, who is going to lead the presentation. So if you allow, Mr. Ndwana will take over and lead the presentation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Please continue, Mr. Ndwana.
Good morning, Chair. I'm sorry to do this to you and just come in like this. May I speak, please, ma'am?
Please identify yourself as well.
Yes, I will, as soon as you've given me permission to speak. Chair, my name is Advocate Dawn Bell. I'm from the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service. Mr. Milton Ndwana just sent me a text now to say that he's battling to log on from the office, so I'm going to have to take you through the presentation so that we don't delay.
Okay,
but
please continue.
Advocate Bell? Yes, Chair?
You may continue.
Okay. Let me just try and, because my screen is, I'm getting a portion of it on my screen. If I can just get rid of this. All right, so the introduction was already, thank you for that. The introduction has already been given by the chair. But in terms of the background, then the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act was assented to by the President on the 20th of November, 2019. This act seeks to repeal the National Key Points Act of 1980. And in provision of the provisions of the Act will come into operation on a date that will be determined by the President by proclamation in the Government Gazette. Next slide, please. Okay, so now I'm going to deal with the operationalized sections of the Act. And the following sections of the Act have been put into operation on the 30th of April, 2022. The first one is the section one, which is the interpretation of the Act. The next section two, which is the purpose of the Act. And then section three, which is the application of the Act. Section four is the establishment and composition of the Critical Infrastructure Council. And section five is a disqualification from appointment as member of the Critical Infrastructure Council. And section six, the funding and remuneration of the council. Next slide, please. Can we get on to slide 4, please? Slides are not moving.
I'm not sure who's controlling the screen. It looks like it's
stuck. Yes, I can't proceed.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's kind of strange.
All right. Then, okay. So it appears a chair. I'm sorry to do this. If Mr. Ntona seems to be ready now, can he take over from me?
Please
continue, Mr. Ntwana. Morning, Chair. Morning, members of the committee.
Morning.
Morning, colleagues. Sorry, Chair, I just lost network as I was about to start presenting. As Alfred Bells was presenting, these are the sections that were put into operation on the 30th of April in order to be able to allow the council to be able to perform its functions. Section 7 is the one dealing with the functions of the council. Section 8 of the Act is the meetings of the council. Section 9.1 and 9.2, functions of the National Commissioner. Section 12 dealing with the ad hoc and standing committees. Section 14, 15, 14, 5, 14, 6, 14, 7, delegations of powers, that is now from powers from the national minister to the national commissioner. Section 16, the reporting by the minister to parliament. In terms of the act, the minister must report by annually to parliament. Section 27.1, 27.5, 27.7, 27.8, those are the relevant sections in the act that deal with the regulations. Next slide, please. Section 7 of the Act deals with the functions of the Critical Infrastructure Council, as I mentioned before. And in order for the council to be able to perform its functions immediately, it was decided to split the sections of the regulations. That is for those ones dealing with the functions of the council from the main set of regulations in order for the council to be able to perform its functions immediately, Chair. The draft regulations have been approved by the minister and they were published for comments. And the public comments have been incorporated in the version that is in front of the committee today. Next slide, please. Yeah. Regulation 1. This is the regulation that deals with the definitions for the regulations. These are key definitions such as the critical infrastructure protection regulator, as well as the definition of application. In the portfolio committee, Chair, I just mentioned that there was some amendment that was proposed by the portfolio committee in the definition of application. And this definition has been incorporated in the version that is now in front of the select committee. Regulation 2 deals with the establishment and functions of the council. This regulation provides for the establishment and functions of the council. As the chair might know, and the committee, that the council is established in terms of Section 4 of the CIPA Act, and one of the important functions of this council is to advise the minister in the exercise of his or her functions in terms of the act. Regulation 3, this regulation deals with ordinary meetings of the council. This regulation provides that the chairperson of the council must ensure that the council meets quarterly by notifying each member of the council in writing no less than 30 days before the date of such meeting. Next slide, please. Regulation 4, this is the one that deals with the special meetings of the council. This regulation provides that the chairperson of the council must convene a special meeting of the council in terms of Section 8 of the Act. That is the section that deals with the administrative functions of how the meetings of the council must be convened. These meetings can be conducted in an electronic virtual platform. Regulation 5, can you go back, please? Regulation 5, previous slide. Thank you. Regulation 5 deals with the resolution of the Council in respect of applications for declaration of infrastructure. This regulation provides that the Council must adopt a resolution whether it intends to recommend a declaration for such infrastructure as critical infrastructure, as well as recommend an appropriate risk category for infrastructure in question. In terms of the Act, Chair, the risk categories of these infrastructures Council can be divided into high, medium, or low risk. Furthermore, the Council must, within 14 days of the meeting of the Council, notify the applicant of the intended recommendation of the Council. Next slide, please. Regulation 6, resolutions of Critical Infrastructure Council to dispense with publication. This regulation, Chair, provides for instances when applicant requests the Council for an approval to depart from procedures of publication of the notice referred to in Section 17.4 of the Act. In terms of the Act, Chair, when the applicant has applied for the infrastructure to be declared an infrastructure, a critical infrastructure, then in terms of the Act, then the provisions that that application can be advertised in order that the applicant must state his or her name and finish address and invite parties to submit input or comments pending the application. Therefore, the Council then must consider this request to depart from that procedure in terms of Section 4 and to determine whether the applicant has shown good cause as contemplated in Section 5, 17.5 of the Act and adopt the resolution whether or not to approve such a request by the applicant. And therefore, in terms of the regulation, Chair, the Council must record the reason for such a resolution. Resolution 7, resolution of the Council in respect of policies, protocols, and standards. This regulation provides for functions of the National Commission, such as submitting draft uniform standards and guidelines or protocols with the approval of the Council in terms of Section 7.1b of the Act, that is now the section that deals with the functions of the Council. The Council, therefore, may also consult any person who, in the opinion of the Council, is sufficiently qualified to experience to assist the Council. Next slide, please. Regulation 8, the assignment of functions by the Minister. This regulation provides for instances where the Minister has assigned any functions on the Council in terms of Section 7.1c of the Act. In such instances, the chairperson may, within 14 days of receipt of such an assignment from the Minister, call a special meeting of the Council if he or she is of the opinion that the matter is urgent. Regulation 9 makes provision for ad hoc committees. This regulation enables the Council to, from time to time, adopt a resolution to designate suitably qualified and experienced members of the Council to form an ad hoc committee with specific tasks to assist the Council in the performance of its functions. Next slide, please. Regulation 10, this regulation provides for standing committees. In order for the functions, for the Council to function effectively and efficiently, this regulation enables it from time to time to adopt a resolution to designate suitably qualified and experienced members of the Council to form a standing committee to assist the Council in the performance of its functions. Regulation 11, the establishment of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Regulator. This regulation, Chair, empowers the National Commissioner to establish this regulator as a component within the structures of the SAPS to ensure the maintenance and of the administrative system and procedures necessary for the implementation and enforcement of the Act. Also, in terms of the Act and the regulations, that the National Commissioner must appoint a suitably qualified or experienced police official of a rank not less than that of a major general or higher to head the regulator. Chair, this might not be a new body. SAPS has currently an established government security regulator, which presumably then, Chair, it will incorporate the functions are provided for in this in terms of this critical infrastructure regulator. Regulation 12, functions of the regulator. This regulation, Chair, provides for the functions of this regulator that I've just mentioned. This includes supporting the National Commission in the performance and functions assigned to him or her in terms of the Act. This may be such as development of uniform standards, guidelines, and protocols. Regulation 14, just now the last regulation in terms of this regulation, Chair. This regulation shall be called the Interim Income Infrastructure Protection Regulations of 2022 and shall come into operation on the date of publication thereof in the Current Gazette. Thank you, sir. I've come to the end of my presentation.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. That will be the presentation, and apologies for the earlier glitch with the network. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Acting Secretary and the team for the presentation on the regulations. Members, these regulations deal largely with the functioning of the Critical Infrastructure Council. Our members, if there's any member who wishes to ask a question and or comment on the regulations, please give me an indication by the raise the hand function. I see Honorable Bartlett. Any other honorable member? Let me take Honorable
Bartlett. Can you note my hand? I don't know what's wrong with my gadget. I can't raise my hand.
Okay, Honorable Bartlett and Honorable Malaika. Honorable Bartlett in that one.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Sorry for not switching on my video, Chairperson. Chair, my question is on slide 5, where they mention that comments have been incorporated into the regulations before the committee. I just want to know, Honorable Chairperson, what were the main comments of concerns expressed in their womb? And sorry for not saying good morning to all the members. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bartlett. Honorable Malaika?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not to switch on my video due to the load shedding. My network is poor. And good morning and welcome the presentation. Chairperson, I want to check here, how will this regulation be budgeted for? What is anticipated cost for implementation? And my second question, the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service plays a significant role in the functioning of the Critical Infrastructure Council. But given the limited budget that departments currently have, how will the role of the CSPS be catered for in fulfilling their duties in the Critical Infrastructure Council? Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Bartlett. Honorable Chair. Sorry, I have a second question, but it goes to the portfolio committee of the police chair.
Okay, no, not to worry. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think Honorable Bartlett touched on the question a bit, but we understand that the portfolio committee as well has looked at the amendment to these regulations. Maybe if you could, I know you mentioned the definitions, but maybe if you could just give us more information around those amendments. Thank you. And then let me hand over to yourself, the Acting Secretary, Mr. Ramaro, then to just take us through responses to those questions.
Thanks, Chairperson. I will ask Mr. Ndwana to respond to some, then I will conclude in terms of the ones that he wouldn't have touched. So if through you, Chairperson, Mr. Ndwana.
Mr. Ndwana.
Morning, once again, Chair. Chair, as you might notice that these regulations are actually just dealing with the organizing meetings for the council and just minor issues. So there are no major proposals that came from
the public when we published them for comment. It was just technical changes that we had to do as a committee in order to just make sure that it's aligned in terms of the act and the regulations. So as I might say, there are not that many comments. I think there were about 5 or 6 comments that we received. And as I said, it was just general comments in terms of technical things that we just had to do in the regulations. Yeah. If the committee wants a particular table that you can submit, that we did, we can do that, Chair. And then the issue of the budget for the regulations, Chair. Chair, these regulations, as I said, it's just for the critical infrastructure council to be able to start performing its functions. So the regulations, after have been approved by Parliament, then they'll be published for promulgation in the Gazette for its implementation, so that the council can be able to function. And then in terms of Section 6 of the Act, Chair, the CSPS is responsible for the S&T of the council members that are not from government. So the CSPS will play that role of just providing operational fees for the members of the council, which are coming from the private sector once they've started to perform their functions. And also the secretariat will be able to perform the secretariat function of this council. And a chair, as you might know, in terms of the purpose of the act, the secretary will be the chair of this council. I think that's all that I can submit from my side, Chair. And then I don't know if my other colleagues, Danu Brigadier for the Fund, is also in the meeting. Chair, with your permission and secretary's permission, also if there's anything that I might have left out, you can add. Thanks, Chair.
Secretary, Mr.
Ramal. Thanks, Chairperson. I think Mr. Ndwana has covered everything, but maybe just to reiterate that currently we are not anticipating a huge cost in terms of what has been before the committee. And if in future there may be huge cost, then that's something that we'll also have to discuss maybe and negotiate with Treasury for more funding, but we're not anticipating any huge cost now beyond what we can cater for the members who are not part of government. Thanks.
Okay, no, thank you. Thank you very much. Let me thank you once again. Firstly, let me just see, honourable members, is there any follow-up or you were happy with the presentation? I don't see any hands, so I want to assume that members are comfortable. Let me once again thank you from the Acting Secretary and your delegation from the Civilian Secretariat for the presentation. And as a committee, we will duly consider the presentation received and we wish you well in the implementation of the Critical Infrastructure Council. And we obviously know the importance of the protection of critical infrastructure and the importance of implementing the regulations and ensuring that there's sufficient resources to do that as well. With that, thank you very much. I think we can release yourselves from the Civilian Secretariat from the platform. If you wish to leave, you're welcome to do so. I think our members will then move on to the minutes of the committee. We'll start with the minutes dated the 7th of June 2020. Oh, okay, I'll just go with what's on the screen. It's 11th of May. Okay, that was the last one on in terms of our agenda with regard to minutes. I think we'll just go bottom up on this one. Members will note that we're starting with the much later minutes and we're moving backwards in time. But in terms of what we're doing now, we're actually going to be moving forwards in time. The minutes of the 11th of May, I don't know who's controlling the screen, but I think it's going way too fast for me. I'll just look at what I have. Our members, in terms of this meeting, we dealt with the briefing by the Department of Police on the budget vote and their annual performance plan for 2022-23. Members will also recall that we adopted the report in relation to this engagement. Just to give an indication in terms of who was not present in the meeting was Honorable Mukiva, Honorable Dango, Honorable Hadebe, and Honorable Bartlett were not present in the meeting. I think that being said, all members, I'm opening up to yourselves whether you want to make any amendments, corrections to the minutes. I think it was 6 pages of minutes. If you can give me an indication whether you want to amend and or adopt the minutes, please do so. Our members, are you still with me on the platform?
Yes, Chair, but unfortunately I wasn't in that meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I think there were a couple of members who might not have been, who are probably new to the committee as well at the time. Any honorable member, if you want to move, Honorable Motsamai?
Yes, Chair, I move on with adoption.
Thank you very much, Honorable Motsamai. Is there any second to the move? Any second, honorable members? Remember, these are minutes of the committee, no? My apologies. Any second to the move, honorable Bartlett?
No, Chair, I just want to find out where the other members, because we were not part of this meeting.
It looks like we are only three here.
Chair, I'm happy to second this.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mikulakis, for that.
We are here as well.
Oh, Honorable Mtetwa, okay. No, but thanks for adopting the minutes, Honorable Members, the minutes that Julie adopted. I think this was obviously at the time when Honorable Mkosi was still part of our and Honorable Mkiva were part of our meetings at the time, but be that as it may, our members will then move on to the next set of minutes. This one is dated the 18th of May 2022. Also, I must just apologize to yourselves, our members, for bringing minutes pretty late in the process. We've in the past tried to keep up with our minutes, but sometimes I don't know what members will understand. Our schedule sometimes is just busy. Our members, these minutes dealt with the APP, the budget and APP of the Department of Home Affairs. And in this meeting, I think Honorable Dango was not present. All other honorable members were there. Once again, honorable members, we also adopted, we'll recall that we also adopted a report based on our observations and recommendations in terms of the budget and APP of the department. But just in terms of proceedings of the meetings, honorable members, if you can give me an indication whether you want to make any amendments to the minutes and or whether you would want to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Yeah, I move it on the adoption of the minutes. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bartlett. Any second?
Yes, I second, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mtetwa. Honorable members, the minutes are duly adopted. We'll then move on to the next set of minutes, which is dated the 25th of May, 2022. And in this meeting, honorable members, we received a briefing on the budget and APP of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. In the very same meeting, we also adopted reports. Just in terms of the who was not present in the meeting, it was Honorable Ndungeni, Honorable Dango. Yeah, the two members were not present. All other members were present. And just in terms of the, apologies, just in terms of the adoption of reports in that meeting, we dealt with the report on the amendments to regulations in relation to Section 97, subsection 2 of the Child Justice Act, as well as the report on the budget and APP with regard to the Civilian Secretariat for Police Services, IPEDS, as well as the Department of Police. Honourable members, once again, if there are any amendments you would like to make to this set of minutes, obviously also taking into account that with regard to the engagement with the department, we had also adopted a report on their budget and APP. If there are any amendments you'd like to make and or propose for the adoption, please indicate so. Members?
I move an adoption of the report, Honorable Chairperson.
I second it, Chair.
And thank you very much, Honorable Matsumai. Thank you very much, all members. This set of minutes also should be adopted. We'll then move to the minutes of the 1st of June, 2022. Here we received a briefing on the budget and APP of the Department of Correctional Services. And we also dealt with adoption of reports. Once again, Honorable Dango was the only member not present in this meeting. And in terms of the report that we adopted in that meeting, we adopted the report of the budget and APP of Home Affairs in that meeting. Our members, once again, any amendments you would like to make to the minutes and or if you would want to adopt the minutes, please indicate so. Honourable members? Honourable Matsumai?
I move, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
I second Honourable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Matsumai and Honourable Bartlett. The minutes are duly adopted. We'll then move to the final set of minutes. I know adopting minutes can be quite a tedious process, but a very necessary one. The minutes dated the 7th of June, 2022. In this meeting, we considered and adopted the report on the budget and APP of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, as well as the budget and APP of the Department of Correctional Services. In terms of attendance, once again, I think Honorable Mikulakis, Honorable Dango, Honorable Hadele, Honorable Zanda Mala were not present in that meeting. And Honorable Mtet. Yeah, okay. All right, our members, once again, procedural. The minutes are covering largely procedural matters. If there's any amendment you would want to make and or adoption of the minutes, please indicate. On members?
I move Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bartlett. Any second then?
A second.
Okay, let me take Honorable Maleka on this one. Thank you very much, all members. I think the minutes are also once again duly adopted. All members, I think we've dispensed of our agenda. Let me thank you once again for the your attendance, your presence in this meeting, and your contributions, and also declare this meeting closed. Thank you very much, Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.